And they were vultures down there. Really an untraditional kick. They got that up high, left it short, and it caused a little havoc for the Raiders.
Yeah, the ball hit the ground, and they didn't get anything set up, and we were able to get down there in a hurry and, like you said, put a big lick on them.
You hear that wind in those mics as we move east to west on this football field. A little untraditional once again at instead of north and south, it's east and west. Here's a play going over the left side, getting to the corner, and that will be a gain of about 9-10 yards. And that was near the first down marker. Boy, a lot of deception there. Hard to pick up on that first down carry, Dan. The fake to the fullback. The quarterback kept it, and then fake the pitch.
Yeah, we heard the guys on defense talking about the key for them is watching that little spin back up front there to see if they can identify who's got the ball and try to follow the play.
First down here for the Raiders. Here's a handoff. This one going for naught, and that'll be a loss on the play. A loss of about a yard. And we'll bring up second down and 9.
Again, you know, it's a nice night out here, very good temperatures and everything, nice little breeze blowing, but you know both teams are going to have a little nerves and jitters. Both had outstanding seasons last year, so it'll be interesting to see how this game unfolds on this first possession.
Second down, let's call it 8 here for the Raiders. Here's a pitch going to the left side. He's going to get the corner turn, gets upfield, gets some blocking, and then will be brought down from behind. Albie tried to strip the ball away, couldn't get it done, and that will go for another Raider first down all the way out to their own 46-yard line. And Cousin Eddie, that was some great lead blocking out there by the Raiders. We're going to fight with the wind tonight, I can tell you that.
Yeah, and Blake Barry on the tackle on there.
First down and 10 for the Raiders at their own 46. Here's a handoff. And going down, actually his knee was down at about the 49-yard line. That is a gain of about a yard, maybe two, on that first down carry.
Nick Worcester on the carry there.
A really big front up for this Raiders offensive line, Dan. Really big and physical. We saw that last year out of this team.
Yeah, it is. It's just a very good program here, with top to bottom, from the skill positions to the linemen. They're very conditioned and very well put together in a good team.
Here's a counter play, and the quarterback's going to keep it. A little deception, and he'll have another first down. Again, he does a great job of faking the handoff and then has an option there to pitch it to the halfback and gets over to the left side into Albia territory all the way down to the 40-yard line. Again, a great job up front by the Raiders.
That's Jacob Taylor, the quarterback. Had a great season last year, left-handed quarterback. Was junior last year, senior this year, so very capable, has a lot of reps.
Ball at the 40-yard line. Raiders, first possession. Here's a quick pass, incomplete. Lots of pressure coming that time by the linebackers. Not able to set his feet, and that will go incomplete. Jacob Taylor, the senior quarterback, 6'1", 170 pounds. This is the offense, Dan, last year that led all classes in total offense.
Yeah, they did. Most scoring, you know, they had just the two bad games on the front and the back end of their schedule, but a very good and capable team.
Here's a pitch again, getting to the corner, and a great open field tackle that time. And that'll be a gain of about 4 yards, though. And it's going to bring a third down, and let's call it, they're going to give him a five. So a third down and 5 here. Let's get your defensive starting lineups.
Brandon Bassett, DN. Trevor Blackford, defensive tackle.
Lane Caldenberg, defensive tackle.
Ben Mason, DN.
Jay Crawl, linebacker.
Bryce Lashen, linebacker.
Blake Lawless, linebacker.
Kurt Isaac, linebacker.
Tony Lashen, corner.
Hunter Walden, corner.
Blake Bear, free safety.
Third down play here. The quarterback's going to keep it once again. Moving forward, he's going to be close to that first down marker. Christian, Big, and Cousin Eddie across the way. Boy, I'll tell you what, they're doing a good job up front, the Raiders. And Christian, you're going to have to change the microphones. And Cousin Eddie, the Raiders doing a good job of getting some surge at the offensive attack.
Yeah, that their offensive line is like cross-blocking up front, our guys up front, it looks like.
Fourth down play here. Fourth down, less than a yard here. The ball at the 31-yard line of Albie. The Raiders on their first drive of the night. Here's a pitch trying to get to that right side. Hit the backfield and brought down.
Nice job.
Albie's defense rises to the occasion, and Blake, the Bulldog Lawless, comes through, and Albie gets the turnover downs.
You know, that's what you would hope you'd have it sooner or later, that a defensive stand there. You return 9 starters here on the defensive side. You know, so they're very capable. They all know what they're doing. We've got some guys that are really stepping up and filling in with some new starters, as you just heard in the lineups. We've got a lot of guys coming in and out on defense, too, which I like to see. We're going to keep bodies. We've got a lot of good depth here and speed up front, and that was a great job by Blake Lawless to get that tackle to stop the first down.
Albie with the football at the 31-yard line of the Blue Demons. Here's a handoff. Trying to get over the left side.
Brett Freshwater.
For about 2, maybe 3 yards. Brett Freshwater on the carry. Brett moving from linebacker last year to fullback. Very physically gifted kid, athletic kid.
Yeah, he is. You know, he's just one of those kids we've had all along through the program. He can play a multitude of positions. You know, as a two-year starter, a linebacker in his senior year, they've asked him to go to the fullback side. He'll still get some defensive play once in a while.
Handoff. Isley, the fumble on the play. This is going to be loose. Let's see who can come up with it. Let's go across. Cousin Eddie and Christian, you're right there.
Big number 79 got it.
For Mount Airy, that's Jed McCreary, the senior, 6'5", 345.
Reminisce of a year ago, guys, where Albia turned the ball over, read that like a book in the library. Yeah,
he's coming out of that middle linebacker position, and there was a big gap. The play was trying to sweep out right, but there's a big gap between the guard and tackle position, and Carter just shot it and went right in the backfield for a loss of four on that play.
Third down here. Another big play here as the Raiders with the football after an Albia turnover. Taylor rolling to the left side, trying to get his feet planted. Looks upfield, throws it in the flat, underthrows the receiver, incomplete. Boy, the pressure was on, Dan, from the backside, and that's going to bring it fourth down and 9 here.
It will be interesting to see Taylor, your left-hand quarterback, rolling off the left, so that's his strong side. Pass was just a little underthrown, hit skipped off the ground. Brendan Bassett giving chase out there, putting pressure on him.
Boy, Bassett showing off his speed. This is going to be fourth down here and 8. Raiders going to go for it.
Just in a spot they can't really kick the field goal, can't really punt.
Let's see, will they? The official's going to call a timeout here. Not sure what they're going to talk things over, the officials. We're going to get a scoring update back at the Friday Night Lights studios. Real quick, Jay Mill, give us a quick scoring update.
All right, guys, leaving you on live so we don't miss any action. Wayne leads Grandview Park Christian 8-0. That is a 42-yard touchdown run by Carson Kiefer. Kiefer name very prevalent there in Wayne. One other score here. Lone Tree leads North Mahaska 6-0. Some of these 7 p.m. kickoffs are starting to show some scores here. One more quick one. Linville Sully up on Van Buren 6-0. Back live to you in the absolute
down at 8.
Broadcast
Taylor,
booth.
The pump fakes, throws it to the flat. Intercepted Isley with the INT. And Albia will take over on the turnovers, on the interception, and all turnovers brought to you by our friends at River Life Family Worship Center. Join them every Sunday morning, 10 o'clock. And a big interception there by Carter Isley. And once again, the Blue Demons rise to the occasion, Cousin Eddie, and get the ball back.
Yeah, I think they put their territory.
You know, Gannon always works really hard, and he was wide open. And we saw that in the scrimmage game. His hands are just incredible this year. He's really worked a lot on it. Just sure-handed. Great pitch, great catch, nice first down.
Here's a pitch to Isley. Cuts it back, looks for some running room. Inside the 30, down to the 25, 24-yard line. A big cutback. How about that, Cousin Eddie? 240 pounds. Broke it to the right and had to make a big comeback move. And I'll tell you what, that was quite the cutback for 240 pounds.
Yeah, there wasn't nothing to the right, so he cut it back to the left, and he got some nice gain out of it.
Dan's corrected me. That's not 240 pounds.
It's 250.
Wow.
He was at the Nationals in Fargo, weighing 247.
Second down, Albie with the football inside the 25-yard line of the Raiders. Here's Isley on the handoff, pushing forward. Now he's showing off his pure muscle there, and he runs over three black jerseys, restripes them with blue, and gains 3 yards after being hit right at the line of scrimmage. And Big C, he is a really big dude to bring down.
Oh, you can tell he's 250 pounds running that ball, just running over people. They're just bouncing off.
You know, nice job by the offensive line. They're a great surge. You know, when you've got Nick Yarkowski and Ryan Romanko and Casey Zinski up front, they're really doing a good job, as well as Hunter Mack and Trent Garver.
All right, let's go to our Southern Iowa Technology text line. It's open. We want to hear from you, 641-799-1437. And why not? From Marshall, Minnesota, Griffin Osing checking in. Good luck to my boys in blue. Super proud of Gannon Osing. Here's a fake handoff by Bear, trying to get to the corner. Going to cut it upfield. Has the first down inside the 20-yard line in Albia. Inside the blue zone, and that is a First Iowa State Bank first down. All first downs brought to you by our friends from First Iowa State Bank, Albia, Eddyville, and don't forget their convenient location, the drive-thru on East Benton.
Great job there by Blake Barrett. Again, that's that speed and strength you saw there. We've got just a lot of weapons there between Freshwater and Isley and Bear, and then Gannon Osing, receiver, and all, and just good options out there.
Here's a quick handoff, and running with it is Brett Freshwater, and that will be a gain of about 2 or 3 yards. And And now you're starting to get that wearing and tearing on that interior line for the Raiders. They're really big, Cousin Eddie, but Albia and that two platoon football really can bring bodies at you and wear you down.
It's ground and pound time, baby. Ground and pound.
4:39 to go here. Second down and 8 for the Blue Demons. The ball at the Raider 15-yard line. Isley, left side, has some running room inside the 10 to the 5, and he'll be brought down at the 4-yard line, but not before he has another first Iowa State Bank first down in Albia in the Summers Insurance Blue Zone. Knock, knock, knocking on the door.
Just a great job and a great hole there. Lead blocked by Brett Freshwater, but the left side of the line just cleared open a huge path. And
I could have ran
Carter,
that hole.
Exactly. Anytime Carter Isley can get ahead of speed up, you know, it's really going to go for distance. Yeah, you and I, Eddie, we can hand-in-hand walk through that.
Albia, first down, goal to go from the 5-yard line. 4:17 to go here, opening quarter. Isley, left side, dances to the end zone. Touchdown, Albia. The Iceman Isley with the Blue Demons' first touchdown of this 2015 football season. A Sennett Piercebacher Funeral Home touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. And how about that, Dan? That's something I think we're going to call a whole bunch of times this football season.
Oh, you bet. You know, last year Carter had 33 touchdowns on the season there, so and just getting used to the tailback position at 220, and now he's a little bit heavier, and so it's something we want to see a lot more of. And I think you just saw that possession where the Blue Demons settled down a little bit more and just got their act together in terms of their blocking and their assignments and really executed well at all positions.
How many times do we say it, though, Dan, particularly in the early part of the season, how important it is to get their steps down as a team? It's like a dance on the field. The linemen and the backs and the quarterback all have to execute perfect steps for it to look like a thing of beauty, and they just did it on that drive right there. And there is the extra point. It's high enough, long enough, and it is certainly good enough. A flag on the attempt.
I think we were moving. We weren't set before the ball was hiked there.
Okay.
We may have to get another try. And you know, as a kicker, you don't mind that. You want to get all your chances of kicking, right?
And Brendan has worked a lot on that. I've seen him a number of times over the summer. He and his folks on the high school field just getting some kicks in and working that. So, you know, every part of the game these guys are working on trying to improve and get better at.
6-0 Albia, 4:11 to go here, extra point to come. We're going to run back to the Friday Night Lights studio after this extra point attempt and get you updated with all the scores from around the area as this football Friday night, the first night of 2015, is underway.
And here, Brendan just has to think, just do the same thing. You know, the distance isn't the issue here. Just set and kick.
Bear will do the holding. Here comes the snap. The ball is down. The kick is up high enough, long enough, and this one will be good enough, and the Blue Demons will take a 7-0 lead. 4:11 to go here in the opening quarter. Let's run back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, give us a scoring update.
All right, thanks a lot, Jason. Back here and the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board, where Albia now goes up on Mount Air 7-0 after trading a couple of fumbles, or turnovers, I should say, fumble and an interception. Albia leads 7-0. Continuing on the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board, Centerville and Sheraton yet to kick off. It is Pekin on top of Eddyville Blakesburg 6-0. Wayne leads Grandview Christian 8-0. Lone Tree now on top of North Mahaska 14-0. And it is Van Buren trailing to Linville Sully 6-0. One more quick score here. Pella Christian up on PCM 7-0. Again, Pella Christian up on PCM 7-0. That's the scores from the Tharp Funeral Home scoreboard. We'll head back to the Absolute broadcast booth and get ready for our GP Insurance kickoff. Let's go back to the field.
Bassett set to do the kicking for the Blue Demons. Albia strikes first here. 7-0, 4:11 to go here in this opening quarter as Bassett approaches the football. A short end over end line. Here's a handoff going the other direction. A little counterplay, and it works and gets the first down for the Raiders. Down to the 42-yard line of Albia. Check, they're going to have it at the 41. Boy, I'll tell you what, I don't know how it is down there at field level, Christian, but up here, it's pretty darn deceptive offense this Raiders team is running.
Oh, yeah, they are doing a great job at running their offense. They have all these backs moving in the backfield, and so hard to keep track of the ball, especially with those black jerseys.
First down for the Raiders. Quarterback going to fake the handoff. He's being pursued. Isley and Chase, and then
nice.
There, brought
nice
down.
Job. Nice job.
Beautiful open field tackle. A loss on the play. That is going to be a sack. And the number did not come on our...
Ben Mason.
Yeah, looked
there.
Like Ben Mason. That is the brother of the bowling ball of Butcher Nice. Older brother playing a fullback for the Blue Demons, and Ben getting his chance here as a sophomore. That's a loss. That is a sack on the play. And register win a sack of groceries at your local Albia Hy-Vee for home games. They will draw for a sack of free groceries on Saturdays after the Albia home games. Here's the handoff, and this one's going to go for naught as well. A gain of about a yard or two. Cousin Eddie, Albia, last couple of plays, really start to figure out what's going on up front.
Yeah, it looks like they're seeing the ball better now, and they're getting an idea of where the ball's going, and that time they plugged up the middle. Real nice job.
Third down, let's call it 12 here. The Raiders, third and long. 2 minutes, 12 seconds to go. Albia out in front, 7-0 here in this opening quarter.
Just a nice little set there, even though the loss of yards there. But again, it's just very deceptive. Here comes a roll out on the quarterback.
Yeah,
good. Pursuit Brandon Bassett couldn't get to it.
They brought the linebacker blitz. Here's a pass. My goodness.
Jay Kroll, the sophomore. You didn't talk about sophomore. We talk about the senior class. Sophomores are out there representing tonight. Kate Kroll about had that interception coming up there. Just went right out of his hands. But we'll bring up 4th and 11.
Well, we've got to get the numbers are being adjusted on the what was printed out is not what we're seeing here. So it's going to take a while to get some of these numbers refined for us. But
first game.
Kay Crawl. Wow.
Yeah,
you're right.
14.
Just a sophomore.
You know, the other one out there we had just a minute ago had a tackle out there was number 78, Lane Kallenberg. Sophomore D tackle starting in here tonight. So he's and he's not on our sheet that we have originally.
You know, you think about the sophomore class. They're really a small class last year in terms of the freshman numbers. But, man, getting good quality play out of these young sophomores. Yeah. Bear will stand back at his 5-yard line as the Raiders come in punt formation. Here's a high end-over-end punt that's going to sail and go out of bounds, and that'll land on the track, and that will go out of bounds at about the 20.
He's still going.
Wow. Holy
nice.
Cow. He ran from the 10 all the way out to the 26.
To the 20, 25. He's going.
1:50 to go here, opening quarter. Let's get your starting lineups, your offensive starting lineups. Brought to you by United Country Hawkeye Farm Management. This starting lineup is brought to you by United Country Hawkeye Farm Management Real Estate. Let the experienced staff at United Country Hawkeye get you started with a new home, farm, or hunting property. Give Ryan, Nate, or Alan Ammons, or anyone on the staff at United Country Hawkeye and Albia a call today at 932-7796. Here's your offensive starting lineup.
Gannon, George Henryosing,
tight end.
Trent Matthew Garver, backside tackle.
Hunter Dude Makinich, backside guard.
Case Michael Szczęski, center.
Ryan Joe Romanko, frontside guard.
Nicholas Edward Yurkowski, frontside tackle.
Kyle Kenneth Sennett, slot back.
Leonard Isaac Crimson, split end.
Brett Michael Freshwater, fullback.
Carter Ray Isley, tailback.
Blake Lee Bear, quarterback.
And that is your offensive starting line brought to you by United Country Hawkeye Farm Management. Here's Isley over to the left side. This time he's brought down in the backfield. That first down carry, Kyle Sinek got the counterplay from the slot back position. Dan, only got a yard or two.
Yeah, and we might have just lost that or just held steady, right, I guess, on that second down play with Carter Isley. Just not much there, and good tackle by number 60, Justin Wheeling there, to get in there and tackle and wrap up the legs, which is about the only way you're going to get Carter down is grab him, wrapping those legs up.
Cousin A, I'll tell you what, this is a big group of guys up front for this Raider team. They make you look small down there.
That's why I said at the beginning of the show here. There's a big line. They have big linemen, and we got our workout cut for us.
Third down, 9 here. Bear rolling back, being pursued. Gets away from the defender. Pump fakes, and he's going to tuck it under and keep it, but he is going to be brought down after no gain. And that'll bring a fourth down here for the Blue Demons. And it looks like Albie's going to have to punt into that wind, Christian, if I've got it right from up here.
Depends when they get that ball set there. Clock's running down.
Yeah, there's a little wind out here. Not as bad as what it was at the beginning, but there's a little wind.
They might hold off getting this playoff if they're going to have to
The play clock's just a little more than the time, so they're going to have to get this
off. 15 seconds. They may take the penalty, depending on the severity of the wind down there. You can hear it in the mic.
They're going to get it off.
All right, 10 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. 7-0 Albia. Here's Bear in a punt formation. End-over-end kick, a beautiful kick. The return man has to go back and get it and gets away from the first defender, but he's not going to escape Hunter Weldon.
Got a flag.
And there's a flag on the play. I didn't see where it was at, guys.
On the far side there.
Right in front of you, Cousin Eddie. What is it, big boy?
I have no idea.
Brutal honesty being exposed right here on national radio.
Why did they throw the flag right in front of them?
It's national. You know, we're streaming all over the world, including Del Rio, Texas. And that is where Carter Isley's team from Great Aunt Lou Sweeney in Del Rio, Texas, and Great Grandpa Blanche Riley in Albia are checking in. So we're streaming all over the world. And we're not
procedure penalty on the Blue Demons, and the Mountaineer elects to take the penalty. He'll have a free kick, but and it is a
penalty when it ends the quarter. Right. It'll still kick the ball.
It's an
with the clock stopped. It'll be untimed to play here.
Yeah.
So we want to say hello to everyone checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. And Lane K is a junior. Well,
oh my bad. Yeah. Thank you very much.
That's all right. We want to hear from you. I want to see where those, you know, we're getting close to dusk here. You know, that's where our avid tailgating listeners are probably beginning to create the fires.
I've got
one
already.
We want to see the pitcher text, and we want to hear from you, 641-799-1437, Southern Iowa Technology text line. Bear, back to punt again. Gets it off, a high punt. This one going to be pilled at the 40-yard line. Gets away from a defender. Has the sideline. 50, 45, 40. He's down the sidelines. 30. Inside the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. There's a flag down. Like, and this one's coming back.
All kinds of laundry on the field here.
There's a couple of
another flag. Couple flags out there. One at the midfield right at the Mount Aaron logo. One on the far side at about the 22.
Well,
I can tell you what this one is.
What's that?
This one's motion, the one in front of me here at the 22.
Again, huh?
And then it's going to be probably a block in the back where this flag back here is.
We've got Cousin Eddie standing at the 15-yard line and Christian standing at the opposite 35-yard line. You would think we'd have the whole field covered. I'm counting on you guys to know what's going on. Because up here in the broadcast booth, we'd have no clue.
We are going to kick again. How's that?
Yeah.
And the absolute broadcast booth.
Absolute
you
cleaning.
Need to be absolute
cleaning.
Yes.
Doing a nice job. Give them a call. They will help clean any job, large or small.
Offsetting penalties. Let's do this thing again.
Nine time down once more.
Bear nearly had the block, the ball blocked last couple of times. Gets it off again. And this one, a low line drive kick. Gets it past the defender. It's on the ground. Back to the 20-yard line. And it gets by two defenders. Bryce Lesson with the ankle. And he'll bring him down. That is a... I think that would be the cow catcher right there if Joe Sinclair was up here with me. And that ends up being a net 10-yard advantage for Albia after those two punts.
Wow. Yeah, three total there. After the penalties back and forth and back and forth. Goes from a no return to a touchdown to a minus 10-yard return. So it works out great for Albia.
Dan, you have a text coming in. Let's get to that text when we come back. We'll take a quick timeout. 7-0. One quarter in the books. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
There's really only one steak place that has the best steak. The most tender, most flavorful, mouth-watering steak. A place that makes the choice to serve you the best choice. Because we believe there really is no other choice. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve. Premium, hand-selected, 100% natural beef. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve. Because our choice is your best choice.
Couple of quick scoring updates on the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board has BGM on top of Sigourney Kyoto now 13-0. Also, Eddyville getting beat now 12-0 to Pekin, and it is Lone Tree on top of North Mahaska 14-0. Albia leads Mount Air 7-0. Let's get back to the Absolute Cleaning Services broadcast booth. Give them a call 932-4500, 932-4500. One quick thing, if Albia scores 25 points, they'll give everybody 10% off their next cleaning service, and so we'll root for that. Let's get back to the Absolute broadcast booth.
Boy, quite a deal there from Absolute Cleaning. Appreciate them help jumping in. Absolutely.
Absolute.
That's right. We got a text coming in here from our good friends, the Dorping Houses.
And
they have an incredible looking fire pit going. I'm guessing Janny probably did that fire. I don't know if Greg would be capable of that or not.
Well, I'm not going to beat on my little buddy, but you know, that does look like the hands of somebody who's proficient with creating a fire, and that wouldn't be Greg.
And that comes to us on our Southern Iowa Technology text line. Appreciate that in, Greg. Thank you.
Raiders with the football after the punt and after the quarter break. Here's a pass to the flat and a great defense right there. Cade Crawl, stride for stride, puts that ball on the ball as it gets to the receiver. Great defensive job out there by the young outside linebacker.
Really did. You know, we've seen that now two plays where he's right on it. He's in the right spot. Good motion, good rotation. Also, Hunter Weldon giving pursuit there to put a hit on it. So just nice job recognizing that quick pass, that quick strike from Mount Air as Jacob Taylor tried to get the pass off.
Taylor will come under center. Two backs in the backfield. It's in the back in motion. Here's a handoff running straight ahead, and that's a no.
Got a loose 15 Worcester.
Wow, the quarterback was able to option that off. Boy, you know, you guys got the backside look at that offense, Cousin Eddie. It is really confusing the way Taylor runs it.
I am telling you, that the kid, he put the ball on it, and at the last second pulled it out and handed it off to the other kid. It was a really nice job by the quarterback.
And in fact, from here, it even looked like Taylor kept the ball. You know, you could see the pull off the belly in the first one, but instead he gave it to Worcester on the second option. Just a great read there. Was able to squirt forward and get a few yards on that play.
11:22 to go here, first half. Albie out in front, 7-0. Third down, 4 here from the Albie or from the Raider 29-yard line. Taylor will send a man in motion. The ball's ground. It's on the ground. It's going to be a fight as you see blue and black jerseys all over it. Wait for the indication, and
Albie says it's theirs. Mount Air says it's theirs. We'll see what the official says.
Well, that still is going to bring up a fourth down here, gentlemen. And be fourth down. Let's call it 4 here. The ball right at the 29-yard line. Let's see if we can't get a big special teams play here.
Boy, that sure be nice. Bryce Lesh and Hunter Weldon going deep. Blake Bear is the up man. No, excuse me. Blake's coming out, and Landon Hermson's going to come in as the up man.
Boy, I love the speed that's back there. Tony Lesh and along with Hunter Weldon. 10:36 to go here in this first half. Albie with a 7-0 lead. Fourth down here. Punt man will stand back inside his 20-yard line. We'll get to the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from all of you after this punt. Here comes the punt. Nearly blocked. High, booming punt. Leshen's going to wait for a fair catch at the 40-yard line, and that's where Albie's offense will come back and take over. Real quick, learning to the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from you, 641-799-1437. John Stewart and Pauletta Rhodes listening from Albie. Go Big Blue. And here comes a pitcher text, buddy, and... Oh, look at this garage. Now, that is a garage, and that is a group. I mean, they look intent there. That is the Wynn crew.
Yep.
Is that Darryl Schofield?
It is.
And Coach Wynn checking in, and Bill Casewell's got to be in there somewhere. He's probably the one taking the picture. We want to hear from all of you, 641-799-1437. Here's a handoff. Isley over to the left side. On
big
his feet,
hole.
45-yard line. Still stays on his feet across midfield. Runs through three defenders.
Wow.
Carries another one. And he might want to charge a fare for that, Cousin Eddie, because he took him for a bus ride.
I tell you what, I was about 20 yards away from my step back. I didn't want to get hit by him. He was just a full head of steam.
It was a great hole again. That line did a nice job creating the hole. And again, when Carter has a chance to get his speed up with that size, and he's very nimble on his feet, though, and that's that wrestling technique coming through where he's able to jump and hop and move around.
First down and 10 for the Blue Demons. Here's a fake handoff. Rolling back, Bear has a man open down the middle of the field. Oh, just nearly missed him. How about that, though, Dan? You give him a dose of Carter Isley, and then you go over the top of things.
Well, a great first down play there for the Blue Demons. You got the win at your back there. You do have a very good, capable quarterback who needs to get those reps, and you've got some incredible speed with Tony Leshen coming in there in the Eagle formation, I think is what we got here, and Hunter Weldon. So you've got some great speed coming in. Take advantage of that. See what you can do. Let's see if we can't balance the offense a little bit more.
Here's a pitch going to the right side. Isley looking for some lead blocks, and a good job of pursuing that defense. Probably cut it up a little too quickly.
Yeah.
And again, this Christian, you know, playing offensive guard, that offensive line in the backs, they all got to get that step down and get the dance working. And it's a progression.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a progression, especially if you're a backside guard. You got a guy 252 pounds right behind you that's running full steam ahead. You know you got to get booking to get that block.
Third down, let's call it 7 for Albia. Isley over the left side, has some running room. Inside the 30-yard line, cuts by a defender, and then runs over two more all the way down to the 26-yard line. Dan, if you're a defensive back, you want nothing to do with 250 pounds of Carter Isley.
No, and what we see now on multiple plays now so far, that left side of the offensive line is really working well, running over to that side of the defense. So Mount Air, you know, we'll make some adjustments, but boy, until they do, we just need to keep attacking that because it's nice holes, and then Carter's able to get into that secondary.
9 minutes to go here in the opening half. Fake, no, it is a handoff to Isley. He tripped
shot
up in the backfield. Great job there by Mount Air of shooting that gap, Dan. And, you know, we're talking about how the expectations for this Albion team, number one rated in Class 2A, but this is a very, very good Mount Air football team.
You know, we said it last year, and I think a lot of people thought we were kind of silly. After that first game, we had a nice victory, but we kept saying this team will be in the dome. We just saw two dome participants, and Mount Air did indeed make it there. Had a great playoff run as they took on Van Buren. They beat them, beat Orem, and then lost to Logan Magnolia in the dome in the semifinal game, just as Albia did. But, you know, a very, very good team, and they're looking to repeat as well.
Second down, 12 for the Blue Demons. The ball at the 28-yard line. That's going to be a delay of game.
Just took a little time getting that play and getting out of the huddle.
Well, let's delay none as we go to the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Go Big Blue, Trey Sample, up-and-coming Blue Demon, checking in. Paige Bradley listening in Georgetown, mowing the churchyard, getting ready for Labor Day celebration. And how about this? Albia's hometown rock band, Ashes Armada, is listening in, of course.
Nice. Yeah, Georgetown, Labor Day celebration's coming up. Always a great feast.
8:19 to go here in this first half. Isley in a pitchback, cuts it up, trying to get to the outside, and runs for a gain of about 2 yards, and that's going to bring up third down, and let's call it 15 here as we approach the 8-minute mark of this first half. 7-0 Albia.
Certainly before the second quarter is up, the Blue Demons would like to score one more time.
You know, you get to the second quarter and you start to wear on people, don't you, Cousin Eddie?
Hey, I got
second
it.
Second quarter is always the biggest quarter.
I got second. It. I got it. I just needed to know what quarter we were in. I didn't need you five people to say it.
7:45 to go. In midseason form, Jay Mill back at the Friday Night Live studio will have a scoring update for you here in this second quarter. Bear rolling back, going to tuck it under, is going to try to get through the defenders, gets inside the 25-yard line, down close to the 24, and now a little bit of a decision on fourth down and 8.
Yeah.
Will we go for it? You know, the leg of
Bassett
can kick this field goal.
Got a little bit of breeze at his back. You know, he's got to kind of hook it a little bit from right
call
to left. But he can sure do it. And Cousin Eddie calls it. He's calling the timeout over there for the Blue Demons. Good call.
Well, why don't we take a timeout in this second quarter with Albia leading 7-0, 7:12 to go. Let's run back to the Friday Night Live studio. Jay Mill, give us a scoring update.
All right, I'm going to leave you guys on live, too, because we don't want to miss this fourth down and 8. Albia leads now 7-0 in the second quarter, and it's Sheraton and Centerville just now underway. Pekin on top of Eddyville Blakesburg, 18-0. It's Wayne having their way with Grandview Park Christian, 30-0 in the second quarter. North Mahaska trails Lone Tree 14-0, and it's BGM on top of Sigourney Keota 13-0. A couple other scores here quickly. Pella Christian 20, PCM 0. And scanning the board, looks like Pleasantville with a safety on top of Colfax Mingo 2-0. That's the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board. Let's go back to you in the Absolute broadcast booth.
Let's play a little game here on this football Friday night, the first of the year. I need for the fifth text. No, let's make it the second text.
Yes.
That can tell us what quarter we're in. And if you see the text, the second text will win a Summers Insurance We Are Blue T-shirt. That text number, the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. Again, 641-799-1437. The second text will get a T-shirt if you tell us what quarter we're in. Real tough here. Let's see if we can do this. Here we are. We got a winner, but you got to put your name in the text.
That would help.
TJ Shaw listening in from work, and he has got it correct. He wins the Summers Insurance T-shirt, and he cast the second quarter. Back to pass. Bear, fourth down along here. Throws it to the flat, and oh, there was a bump and no call. And
wow.
You guys saw the back side of that, but it looked like Leshen was bumped into as he was the intended receiver.
He was all over him like a cheap suit.
Yeah, you know, Tony was coming back for that pass. The number seven, Jacob Taylor, is also the quarterback, but he was defending it and just kind of inadvertent bump. He didn't mean to on it, but, you know, that I thought was should have been a flag throw. But I'm not out in the field. Do got a text coming in, too, from the Pence household in Albia. Says, sounding good, fellas. Go Big Blue.
7:06 to go in this second quarter, and we've got a winner on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. And Powers family listening in. We want to hear from all of you. Grandpa Marty and Grandma Steph are listening from Brendan Bassett's at home tonight, too far to drive.
We got movement.
The big boy there just couldn't,
like
hold his, couldn't hold steady there, Jaron McCurry.
You know, he's a big boys. Because, you know, you take you might find half of that line just in one player.
Yeah, that's a good-looking athlete. They're 6'5", 345, and doesn't look to be any excess weight.
No.
If, I mean, he just built right. It's
solid
just a
muscle.
Nice, yeah, nice to see that. And, you know, good. And right beside him is another Lincoln Electric is a 6'1", 270. I mean, so nice size on that left side of that offensive line.
First down, 15 after the penalty. Here's a little mix-up in the play, and the quarterback, Taylor, does a great job. He just goes over to the left side of that line where the big number 79 is. And 79 will make other players disappear, but running behind him, if you're Taylor, they can't see you.
Right. Just very good. And it was a big hole. I mean, again, between the guard and the tackle on that left side, just cleared it open, and Taylor's very quick and just shot right through that hole.
Give a shout out to my, you know, I have a lot of fans. Two
really?
Of them. Yeah, no, I got three. My mother.
Yes.
My daughter.
Yes.
And my favorite is my wife, who's checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line.
Lovely ladies all. Another motion again on my arm. You know, I've got one too, Jason. You know, we talk about other people listening, and it just amazes me. During this summer, I became aware of a family, an alumni of Albia, living in Texas, okay? They're living in Texas, down in Irving, Texas. Football capital, right? Lots of good football. They listen to us every night, the Lehart family. So I want to give a big shout-out to Riley Stone, Alice, and Ed Lehart, who listen in, and they have all the choices of football to watch down there, and yet they choose to listen to Blue Demon football. Can't thank you enough for joining in and listening to us.
Well, welcome aboard. We're glad to have all of you along on this ride that we think is going to be a pretty special one this 2015 football season. 5-yard Markoff's going to make a second down and a nine here. Here's a handoff in the backfield. Met and brought down.
Swallowed.
Wow. He just disappeared under the outstretched arms of Brett Freshwater, who's now playing linebacker.
Yeah, you know, we talked about he moved to the offensive side fullback, still doing that, but then it's very capable, obviously, in that interior middle linebacker position. It looks like maybe Carter's getting a little bit of a breather. So that's what's kind of nice. You've got those guys who have that experience. You can move them in and out. You know, we've got, again, Cade Crawl in here in that linebacking core. Cade Crawl and Bryce Leshen, along with Blake Lawless, Bulldog in the middle with Brett Freshwater at this time.
6:30 to go here. Second quarter in this first half. Albia out in front 7-0. Third down and 10. Here's a pitch to the right side. Bass! Oh, Bassett read that thing, baby. I'll tell you what, Cousin Eddie, he stepped across and was the greeting party by the Blue Demons, and that was Brendan Bassett.
That was one heck of a hit. That's all I got to say. One heck of a hit.
Just right there to greet him and say hello. And really, the thing that strikes me right now, not only we're doing great, but how about both defenses? I mean, they're very much doing a good job out there. The offenses are having to work for each and every yard. Now brings up fourth and short, or 13 here, excuse me. So Mount Air will have to punt. Punter will stand back at his own 7-yard line. As the ball was placed on the 21.
Oh, I just want to see those wheels back there, Weldon and Leshen.
Here's
a high
punt.
Short kick, and it's going to bounce at about the 42-yard line. Roll out across midfield, takes a big amount of air bounce into Albia territory, all the way back to the 46-yard line, where the Blue Demons offense will come back onto the field. Let's real quickly run to the Southern Iowa Technology text line. CJ and Brian Flattery at home here in Albia, listening to another fine broadcast job by Jason and Dan and the sideline crew. Thanks for the Georgetown Labor shout out. Of course, we want to shout that out. That's always a great time.
That's a great meal. You know I don't miss any meals, right?
You do not miss many.
And a great cause. You know, that's what's even better. Makes you feel good to help others out.
There's our co-garage checking in.
I wonder where they were.
Proof. There they are, and they're tailgating, buddy.
Little hand up, freshwater fullback dive up the middle, but picks up 4 yards on a good hard run right up the middle. And that's the thing on Brett. You know, Brett's so strong, and he's a very good north and south runner in terms of how the field typically lays out. Tonight it's west and east, but, you know, he just runs really hard straight up that field, and that's what you want in that fullback in addition to being that lead blocker.
This is just not fair. I did this text here. Here's the fumble on the play. Bear's going to come up with it. Lost the the snap. And that'll be a loss of three on the play, and that's going to bring up third down and 10 for the Blue Demons. But check out this.
That's a tailgate, man, alive. That's a plate of food.
That is a beautiful plate of food. Football friends, food and fire pit. Greg was cooking while Jandy built the fire. Good choice there.
Hey, and if Greg cooked that meal, that's an awesome-looking meal. There's a variety of food, and, man, I'm envious, that's for sure.
Go Big Blue from Dorps and Cindy Curran. Here's a fake handoff. Rolling back, Bear. Plants throws it, and it's intercepted. Going the other way and brought down at the 49-yard line. Blake had to throw it across his body. And then the flag comes in late, Dan, but that was a tough, long throw to make by anybody.
Yeah, and he was thrown across his body. Again, he's rolling out to the weak side for him, going to his left, so he had to throw. Had an open Gannon Osing and just couldn't get the ball over the defender, but, and well read by Mount Air, number 23, Kyle Dolichek, I believe it was with the interception there. So, you know, just a good defensive play, and unfortunately for the Blue Demons, not able to get that completion, and it looks like penalty might be going against the Blue Demons. And it is.
Yeah, it looked like it was a late hit.
I wondered about that.
I love this. 4:26 to go, 7-0 Albie here in this first half. And check out this this tailgating crew. Now, that is a rowdy bunch. And they just need to take down that flag in the back. What? An N and ISU? How do you mix that together?
I've never seen that. I can see
red
the
red and gold is always ugly, but that combination?
I will agree with it.
Missy says, go Big Blue from the Tomlin's Garage. As our Southern Iowa Technology text line, we want to hear from you. 641-799-1437, 4:26 to go here in this first half. The Raiders, after the Markoff, had the ball all the way down to the Albia 36-yard line. The Blue Demons out in front, 7-0 here, looking to come up with a stop. Here's a handoff, and it will go forward for a yard or two. And that was a well-read by the Albia defense. They really stuffed that middle C and didn't allow the running back to get any running room.
Yeah, you really saw them right before the hike the ball. They all jammed in the middle, and they formed them to actually go outside of what the hole that he was supposed to go into, and they clogged it up, and they made a good tackle.
Got a text coming in. Matt Foster listening in on, out in Parkview there with the Wynn Garage. Wishes that the game was on television. Well, I'm with you, Mr. Foster.
Well, here's a pitch to the right side, and we want you to listen on the radio.
Oh, no, listen. I didn't say you had to listen to it, but he was just, actually, he didn't say it quite like that. He was more concerned about the view he had. He'd rather be watching.
Oh, yeah, that's a view of, is that Coach Wynn?
It
I
surely is.
I understand now, Coach Foster.
I set you up on that. I didn't give you the whole story.
A pitch to the right side goes for a yard or two. The Raiders with a big third down play coming up. 3:35 to go in this first half. 7-0 Albia. We'll take a timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Hey, football fans. Join your friends at the White Buffalo Lounge after the game and during them, too, with fresh and meaty jumbo chicken wings brushed with your favorite sauce. Ice down buckets of beer and delicious pizza made from scratch. That's the White Buffalo Lounge for hot wings, buckets of beer, hot pizza, and good times.
And the White Buffalo and Indian Hills Inn sponsoring our Thunderbolt app. Make sure you check out the coupon out there when you go to the scores page on the Thunderbolt app. All right, let's quickly take a look at our Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board. And, gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and bring you on live just so we don't miss any action. Pella Christian leads PCM now 27-0. Check out this score. Colonesco all over Melcher Dallas, 53-0. Hey, Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets have scored on Pekin. It's now 18-6. Pekin leads that one. Wayne all over Grandview Christian, 38-7. Got time for a few more, gents?
Yes, sir.
All right. It is Lone Tree 22, North Mahaska 0. BGM on top of Sigourney Kyoto 13-0. And CMB on top of West Marshall 21-0. Linville Sully leads Van Buren 12-0. That is the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board. Let's go back live to the field.
3:35 to go here in this first half. 7-0. I'll be out in front. We're going to be looking for your Eagles Club Impact Player of the first half. And don't forget, we also have our Cindy's Beauty Hut. Beautiful play of the first half to come here. Third down, 7. Taylor comes under center for the Raiders. He'll send a man in motion. Fakes the handoff. There's motion. And had two guys in motion at the same time. And
yeah, had the receiver going in motion, which was perfectly fine. But then the tailback just leaned forward. And I thought I saw an official. It was just a second late. That's the second time I've seen that back kind of move just a hair early. But finally, it was enough to get the official's attention. So it'll be a mark-off penalty being third down and 11.
The text line just is fast and furious. Can't be at the game. Thank you so much for bringing it to me. Go Big Blue, Deanna Blackford, Grandma, Susie, Tatum, and Addie checking in. Glad to have all of you along.
And I've got a story for Deanna here when we get a moment.
Right.
Mount Airigan, 3rd and 11. We'll see it under center, Taylor.
See, I'll be bringing a little bit of heat. Here comes the heat. And a Keeper. Quarterback cannot get rid of it.
Yeah.
And that time, he tried to fake the handoff, and Albie had nothing doing with the Cousin Eddie, and they swallowed up that interior, and the quarterback had nowhere to go.
It was a real nice job by number 76 getting penetration, and he met the quarterback right when he did the fake handoff there.
And who's number 76? But Trevor Blackford.
Sorry, Deanna, mom.
And then also Brendan Bass is doing a nice job on the DN adjusting to kind of swallow up so that he can't get kicked out there. And again, Trevor doing his job.
Matt Baker, the touchdown maker.
Nice.
Texting in, miss being out there with my boys. Love all of them. Get the train rolling. Well, they're trying to on this fourth down play here. 2:50 to go in this first half. Punt formation set up by the Raiders. You got to be really cautious here. And it is
a fake.
Running straight ahead. And he'll be brought down. Will he be short? It will depend on the spot.
It looks like he's going to be a hair short, but it'll depend.
No, I'll tell you, this is going to be so close. And why? You know,
yeah.
I think he's going to get the first down.
They're not even going to measure. Okay.
We'll see here. Christian and the Cousin Eddie.
Where the referees at on the far side of the field, it looks like they got
the first down. They moved the chains already. A big special teams play, and you could just smell that coming, Dan.
Yeah.
Or I thought that was indigestion.
Direct snap to the up back.
Yeah, which was the quarterback, so very capable runner.
Man in motion. Met in the backfield.
Got to take him down.
Gets away from it, but nicely. No,
Trevor
check that.
Blackford.
Trevor Blackford. Boy, and I'll tell you what, Trevor... When you can mistake Trevor Blackford and Carter Isley, that means that Trevor's done something.
Well, and that's something, too. Trevor's one of my all-time favorite players, and he's really worked hard this offseason, getting himself in great shape. Also, he's getting ready for wrestling season. He's trying to get his weight down so he can get down to that 220 weight class this fall, and he just looks incredible out there and is moving so fast.
2 minutes to go here in this first half. 7-0 Albia. The Raiders, after a fake punt, got the first down and now find themselves second down and 11. Taylor sends a man to motion. He rolls to the right side. Plants, throws it to the flat. It's a complete. Oh,
incomplete.
Boy, it went through the hands of the receiver, courtesy of the pressure by Leshen out there. See, as Leshen closed in a hurry.
Yeah, Tony did a great job. The wide receiver wide open. He goes up, makes a catch, and really what caused him to drop the ball was Tony Leshen him right in the side of the ribs, and the ball just pops right out.
Big Mike Slink checking in. Couples League night at Albia Golf. And golfing and listening to the Blue Demons. Good combination.
Appreciate them listening in.
1:53 to go here. We want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. Third down long. Rolling back. Taylor, pump fake. Throws it down the sidelines and overthrows it. And
out of bounds.
Bear knocks it down out of bounds. And I know. I think maybe he was out of bounds because he just swatted it down.
He wasn't going to be able to catch it and stay in bounds, and so he just made sure nobody got it. But it just, the way he was pursuing, he would not have been able to get his feet in as he was coming in. So he just knocked her down. We'll bring up a fourth down and a 11, which with a buck 46 here, you know, got to think they're going for it.
How big is this play right here, Cousin A? This is a big one.
Yeah, we need to stop here.
You know, and it's just even more so the last fourth down really would have been huge because that was a couple or another minute and a half, minute 10 that we would have had on the board, which would have been huge.
Mike and Tammy Courtney from Oskaloosa checking in, saying go Big Blue.
Hi, Mike.
Oh, they're attempting a field goal, looks like.
Oh, they are.
A long one here. 45-yard field goal attempt. 15 into the kick. Nick Worcester, senior, 5'11". Albion. Again, you want to be careful, and they're going to call a timeout.
I was going to say, only attempted two field goals, just one for two on that.
Wait, is that a timeout? They call timeout. Why don't they call timeout? Let's run back to the Friday Night Light studio as the scores start to roll in on this opening night of Friday Night Light football. Jay Mill, give us a scoring update.
All right, and we'll keep you guys on as well so we don't miss any action. Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights Big Board has Pella Christian up on PCM 27-0. North Mahaska has gone into delay till 8:20 due to lightning. So that gives you an indication of what's going on out there with the weather. We've got a couple other quick scores here. Pella on top of Washington, 16-0. Sheraton leads Centerville 7-0. Let's go back live to you in the Absolute broadcast booth.
The Clarks in Casa Grande, Arizona. Dave, Cody, Gene, and JD checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Go Big Blue from the Sohn family. Go Big Blue, number 4, Blake Lawless, Julie, Jeffrey, Will, Phippen checking in. And Eugen and Schultz staying in tune from the Stomping Grounds in Albia. Shout out to the E-Mob Brothers, Roll Demons. That was a combination right there. Fourth down play here. Looks like they're going to try the field goal. Again, you got to be cautious. 1:46 to go here in the first half. Ball spotted at the, well, the kick will come from the 35-yard line, a 45-yard attempt. The ball is down. The kick is up, and it's going to be short.
Yep.
It was blocked, and it will roll into the end zone. That will be a touchback, and Albie will take over on downs. Dan, that's a long kick for any high schooler, but with the wind the way it is and the pressure that you have from that Albia defense coming at you, that was a long attempt.
A lot of pressure there, and certainly Mount Airy is wanting to get some points on the board before this first half ends here. Again, 1:40 left in the quarter, or the first half, excuse me, and trailing 7-0, Blue Demons have that lead. Really would like to try to get some more points. We always have prided ourselves for several years of trying to get that last score in just before half, and I don't know if we've got enough time, but the Blue Demons are quick strike offense, so certainly we'll try their best.
1:40 to go here. 7-0. That was a big stop there for the Blue Demons, Christian. Albia trying to hang on to that momentum to going into the halftime break.
Yes, big stop. We get his touchdown here. We get the ball in the second half.
Ball on the play, and Isley able to come back up with it. You know, the first week a year ago, Dan, we're listening to that broadcast from a year ago, and that really was a nemesis of our offense to get things started. We really struggled to get things going, courtesy of the fumble.
Yeah, we didn't help ourselves any, certainly, especially in that first half. Second half, we settled down, and things got a little bit more comfortable for us, shall we say, and that was a good way to start, but finish the game, I should say, but just need to start better than that.
Second down after the fumble. Here's Isley running over the right side, stays on his feet, goes out across the 20, gets back a yard or two of that loss, and it looks like Abby's going to be content to roll into the halftime break with a 7-0 lead.
Yeah, you know, it's a long ways to go from where that ball is right now, spotted on their own 23-yard line. So they're going to try to get a few more plays off. Again, it's very capable on any play, whether it's running or passing, but they're not going to do anything foolish.
Bear rolling back, now being pursued. Pump fakes, throws it to the flat, and in and out of the hands, a diving attempt there by Weldon. That will stop the clock with 33 seconds to go in this first half, and Albie's going to be forced to punt. And I'll tell you what, Cousin Eddie, the Raiders nearly got a block on the last three attempts, and so this could be a big play here for the Raiders.
Yeah, with that incomplete pass, it stops the clock and forces us to punt.
Sure, this will be a rollout punt here. Doubt if I want to put that ball up in the air. Well, we'll see here. You guys make me look forward to road games. Go Big Blue. Keep getting better. Coach Hyatt checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Bear standing back inside the 15. Gets a kick off the side of his foot, and this one's going to go out of bounds. And we'll wait for the spot. Oh, wow, we got a little favorable. We'll wait, see. Come back. Ran past the 50 and will walk inside the 50 to the 48-yard line. Again, a really short field here. Dan, so you really do not want to let that momentum go the other direction here going into halftime.
Well, no, and Taylor, again, is a second-year starter for this Raiders squad, and so he's very capable under center. Obviously, you got to think he'll do some passing. I think he might try to roll out to that left side, or, again, the strong side for him. So we'll see if the Blue Demons can continue to put some pressure in. If he comes this left way, again, Brendan Bassett and Trevor Blackford have been doing a good job defensively on this side. So let's hope that they can find a way to get a stop here.
Two timeouts left by the Raiders.
Pick six would be nice. Maybe I'll just throw that out there.
Yeah, I like your thinking.
Call the shot.
28 seconds to go. Shout out to Marty Hawkins, Mary Jane Church, and Sally C. checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Raiders. Taylor will send a man in motion. And a fake half counter going back the other direction inside the 45, down close to the 40-yard line, a gain of about 7. And the Raiders will call timeout. 20 seconds to go here. You know, you do not want to be lulled to sleep, gentlemen, staying backwards and moving backwards, which is what sometimes you'll want to do when you get into a little bit of a prevent defense, because big things can happen on the ground just as well as they can in the air.
Oh, very much. That's the thing that can slip away from you if you're not paying attention. So,
and there is still 20 seconds left on the clock.
Yeah, a timeout, and the clock stops on the moving of the chains. So, you know, there's plenty of time here.
Do they have timeouts left? The scoreboard's saying 0.
Well, you're right. They do. That was their last timeout.
Yeah.
Good call, C.
Real quick, gentlemen, Moravia is leading Tri-County 13-0. They now go into lightning delay. Back to you.
Well, that is there's nothing worse than a lightning delay. It just kills the momentum.
Whichever way it's going, yeah, yeah.
Well, maybe an earthquake and a tsunami.
Well, might be.
Might be. Yeah. You know, worse, but.
You know, real quickly before they come out here, I want to get back to that Deanna Blackford. I know she's listening. One of the fun things we get to do, one of the many fun things I get to do is, you know, every Thursday I go over and get the starting lineups. And you go because they change from week to week. And I'm sitting there the other day, and I was a little early, and so I'm sitting on the bench waiting. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I bet you Trevor will be the first kid out. And sure enough, he's the first man out. That kid loves to play, even if it's a walkthrough practice.
Oh, there's a fumble on the play, and is that Trevor Blackford? He's on cue, Dan.
Yes, he's my man.
Right there on top of the quarterback. The ball dropped down, and the quarterback comes up with it, but Blackford was right on top of it. 7 seconds to go here. Out of timeouts, Raiders. The final play of this, he's going to spike the ball with 2.9 to go.
I'm still calling the play here.
What you got, Captain?
Pick six.
Pick six? I like your thinking. Cousin Eddie, are you buying into the vibes Dan sending down your way?
Yeah, I like the pick six. I think he's going to roll out, and we're going to get an interception, take it to the house.
You know, they're not going to do a run and play here with what you win to spike it, if that's what you're going to try to throw in there. You're going to go deep. You're going to try to get something happen.
Preston Buss checking in. I got some more pitchers coming in here. It was the final play of this first half. A man goes in motion. Taylor rolling back. The Raiders throws it to the flat. Incomplete. And that will be the conclusion of this first half of play. After one half, Albia will take the 7-0 lead to the halftime break. When we come back, you're sending Beauty Hut. Beautiful play of the first half. Scores and highlights of this first half and updates from around the area, including your impact player, courtesy of the Eagles Club. When we come back to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football, don't go anywhere.
Tired of your old range burning family meals? Whirlpool's industry-leading 6.2 cubic foot capacity ovens feature enough room to handle even your largest home-cooked meals.
Your hometown affiliated food store, Jim and Charlie's, for the freshest cut of meat in town. And Big C, you've caught up with the head coach himself, Coach Staten.
Yeah, I caught up with the head coach of Albia, head coach Jerry Staten. Coach, facing a good Mount Air football team. What are your thoughts on the first half? It's been a tough first quarter. What's your thoughts?
Most teams in football beat themselves, and we did a pretty good display of beating ourselves in that half. Fumbled the ball, interceptions, bust assignments, all things that contribute to a loss. We just didn't function very well. We got to come back this half and put it together and start playing some football.
What are the keys for the second half?
No fumbles, no interceptions, and move the chains.
All right, best of luck in the second half, Coach.
That is your halftime coach's interview brought to you by Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods. Stop there at least once a day. And, man, when they say the freshest cut of meat in town, they mean the freshest cut of meat in town.
That's like your own little personal refrigerator.
It is, buddy.
Just your own pantry right there, right in your back door. And, oh, my, they do a great job. Appreciate them sponsoring that halftime interview.
Well, I have got a text coming in here, and it is... Go Big Blue from the Coxes in Albia. A big shout out to Jalen Cox. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Jalen.
Ah, very good. Good young man there running cross country this fall.
All right, boys across the way. You got to see that team come onto the field. And Cousin Eddie and Big C across the way there. What was the mood, the demeanor of the team when they came back on the field?
Well, I think that they're going to get out there and get after it in the second half. Some mistakes kind of squandered some chances for them, but I think they're ready to come out and play a better half.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can definitely tell that the focus is right there with the kids coming out the field for the second half. And like Coach said, lots of times teams beat themselves. We were talking about that with the 5th and 6th graders just the other day, the 60-30-10 rule. 60% of the time, teams beat themselves. 30% of the time, the other team's just better than you. And 10% of the time, momentum kicks in. And momentum really kicks in, and it bumps up to 70% of teams beating themselves because momentum's off of turnovers and things like that. So eliminating those mistakes in the second half is going to be the key for Albion.
I'll tell you what, not allowing them to score in that last seconds of that first half, Cousin A, that was huge for the momentum for Albion to hang on to it.
Yeah, and I think our defensive line is doing a fantastic job against a very good, very big, very quick offensive line of Mount Air.
Yeah, and we were talking during the break there, Cousin Eddie, that, Bassett and Blackford and Caldenburg and are doing a good job. They've made some nice adjustments, trying to maybe we can't match 340, but we can sure get some speed and get around those edges and shut down that play before it develops. And just did a nice job, I thought, defensively, the whole unit, of really making those adjustments and trying to frustrate that Mount Air offense.
Also, that the play of number 14, Kate Craw. I mean, he really stepped up as first time playing, and did a really nice job at linebacker.
You bet.
Well, the teams are back on the field. The second half kickoff to come in just a moment. Let's run back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Bill, give us a quick scoring update.
All right, Sheraton has now gone up on Centerville right before the half here. It's 21-0. Sheraton out to a great start there on KIIC.2. Pekin still leads Eddyville Blakesburg 24-6. That's now gone to the third quarter. Let's go to your GP Insurance second half kickoff.